In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello, I'm Sarah Utterbach.
I'm Clinton Utterbach.
Today we're going to wrap up and conclude the message we've been sharing all week long, that it's so important to recognize that the purpose for your call was not to benefit you, but it's to benefit others. The reason that every person in the fivefold ministry gifts that Jesus chose for the church was called to benefit others. Make sure you walk in that calling, for there is no other choice.
Go with me to Acts, the second chapter, starting at the 37th verse. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then he went on to say, For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And then we skip verse, we never focus on verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying what? Save yourself from this untoward generation. This means to turn away from the corruption of the present society. People, we can't dance with God and the devil too. You're not going to have any peace without being single-minded about the things of God. Galatians, the first chapter. We'll read the first five verses of the first chapter. Paul, an apostle, not of men. Glory to God. That's the first thing you need to know. Paul, an apostle, not of men. Neither by man, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me in the churches of Galatia. What did he say? Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who did what? Please read verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us or rescue us from this present evil world. How? According to the will of God and our Father. There's a purpose for Jesus going to the cross, people, just like there was a purpose for the Apostle Paul being called to the office that he was called to. He says that Jesus went to the cross. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us. We're already delivered. We've already been rescued from this present evil world according to the will of God, or the purpose of God. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Rescued by the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will and purpose of God. There was a purpose in you being saved. There's a purpose in me being saved. The purpose is, people, that we don't have to be bothered with the corruption. We don't have to be bothered with the distortion. We don't have to be bothered with the compromise that's in the world today. God spoke to me earlier this year. He said, Christians, my people are missing it because of three things: distortion, corruption, and compromise. And I'm telling you, it's not just in the ministry, it's in the laity, it's everywhere. And these are areas that we have to watch. Why do we have to watch them? Because Jesus has rescued us from them. But you can turn around and march right back into it anytime you want to. But it is God's will and it's God's purpose for you and me to be free of it. Amen. Evil may dominate the world society, but it is not to dominate the believer's life. This is what Paul is trying to tell this young man, because he knows what's coming down the pike. Save thyself can only occur when we live for God and refuse to be governed by the values, the wisdom, the opinions, and the corrupt desires and selfish pleasure of the people of this world, or even immature Christians. Watch who you're associating with, even in the church. If they're going the way of the world, cut them loose and pray for them at a distance, because either you're going to affect them or they're going to infect you. Immature Christians are almost as bad as the sinners in the world. Why would you let somebody sitting next to you in church bring you into something that Christ has already rescued you from? That's the will of God for you to be free, not go back into this thing. This is what Paul was reminding Timothy to do, to remain faithful to. It's all right, Timothy, and it's never going to be wrong. And that's when he told him there in the 6th through the 10th verses that any other gospel that's preached, he said, if an angel from heaven preaches to you anything other than that Jesus has rescued you from the corruption of this world, if anybody teaches you anything, he said, I don't care if an angel came out of heaven and told you something else, let them be accursed. Know what God's purpose is for your life. Know that he rescued you through his son, and there's a reason for it, so that you will not have to be involved with the corruption of society. It's here, folks. Corruption is here. Distortion is here. Compromise is here. I can't stop it from being here. But bless God, because of Jesus, I don't have to dance with it. I don't have to swim in it. And I sure don't have to bring it home and put it in the middle of my bed. I don't have to watch it on my television or listen to it on my radio. I can't stop it from being in existence, but I can sure stop it from affecting me because of Calvary. Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm not going to try to continue tonight, because there's so much to be said about this first chapter. I'll just remind you that next time we meet, in verse number 4, an innocent looking verse, he says, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. I greatly desire to see you, and I'll be filled with joy when I see you and I remember the tears that were shed upon our parting from each other. I just want to make the comment that God bonds together people of like precious faith. And we'll elaborate that on that later, but in verse 5, this verse has to do with nurturing your children. And there's a lot to talk about, because he talks about the faith of his mother, talks about the faith of his grandmother. And it reminded me of that scripture way back in Genesis 18, where God is getting ready to go down and destroy Sodom. And he says, shall I not tell my friend Abraham? Because I know he will command his children and his children's children after him, in order that I be able to fulfill my covenant with him. If we're not willing to pass it down to our children, if we're not willing to teach our children, for whatever reason, because we're afraid of their attitudes and the peer pressure that comes to them from the street, if you're afraid to tell it to them because of those reasons, you're not worthy to have it yourself. Because God is looking for successive generations of believers. Not just a little dab will do you in this generation and then it passes away when you give up the ghost. No, he wants you to be telling your children and tell them to tell their children, and not only tell them to tell their children, but make sure they're telling their children.
That reminds me of something I was reading in the paper the other day, and this man was writing in that he was 62 years old, and his children didn't want him to remarry because it might affect their inheritance. And the man responded by saying, I have worked all of my life and saved up so that in my retirement years, I could do what I wanted to with my money. He said, when did my money stop being my money and become somebody's inheritance? I don't care, Mom and Daddy, whether you're happy. Don't take too many vacations. Don't buy you a new house or a new fur coat or whatever you want to. Don't give to the ministry or whatever makes you happy because you're messing with my inheritance. Man said, the last time I checked, it was my money. And they're telling me about is my inheritance. Well, I'm telling you, that's an attitude that's prevailing in the world today. And if we have brought our children up in the nurture and admonition, they're not sitting around waiting for us to die to get what it is that we have. Oh, you heard what I said. They'll get what is left over from what I spent. Because nobody, naked you came into the world and naked you're going to go out. But I plan to spend, I dare God to give me 2 weeks' notice of when I'm going out of here. I'm not going to get into sin, but I'm telling you, I'm going to spend as much of it as I, but you will get whatever I bought. But you ain't going to get the cash because I'm going to spend that. My money has become your inheritance. Something's wrong with that picture. Well, glory.
It's the spirit of greed, and we know that, you know. Praise the Lord.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.